And have you seen bugs that, well, they're about this long and they have filmy wings and they hover over water about like this, and real filmy wings. And they tend to
like
hover.
Like the wing of the reflection airplane?
Yes, that's right.
Oh yeah, he's a form of the dragonfly. But he stays on water most all the time.
Around the water.
He's not strictly a dragonfly, but he seems to be of that family.
Yes.
Did you hear about the gold bug?
No.
And the lightning bug?
No.
The gold bug has the wings of gold, the lightning bug the flame. The red bug has no wings at all, but he gets there just the same.
The moral of the story, huh?
So you never heard that?
No, I haven't.
Well, you got it now.
Yeah. How about the, do you ever hear those called a mosquito hawk? Mosquito hawk?
These are the same thing. They're talking about dragonfly.
Dragonfly?
You know what the larva of that fellow is?
No.
Doodle.
A doodle?
He gets in sand in a dry place. He don't build out here in the open very much. He wants to get up under the shelter where the rain don't undo his work. You make a hole down this way, you got a tail like a fish. Like an inverted cone, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Ants and bugs and things like they crawl in there, they stand on the side of that steep hole, land him right in their jaws, you know?
Huh.
He'll eat the thing and then he, with his tail, he'll throw the carcass out.
All right. Yeah. Did you ever hear those called snake doctors?
Snake doctors.
Yeah, did you ever hear that term?
And doodles?
After they grow up and fly around. Did you ever hear them called snake doctors?
No, I never did.
Okay.
I can remember the time when they were this broad, though, 4 inches long. We had the lane leading down to my home over there, the one leading out to the east. The cattle would come there and back up, you know, before going under the shelter at night. And mornings like this, days like this, when it was warm, they'd come in there. After the cattle were gone under the shed, they got there in the evening, and there'd be a million of those things going up and down that lane patrolling. Go to the other end and come back looking for gnats, you know, and mosquitoes and things that pester the flies.
Mm-hmm.
But now, the farmers just about destroyed all of those. They're poisoning the crops, and the crops in turn poisoning the things that destroy their pests, you know, and just spreading.
Yeah.
So there are no more of those mosquito hooks or dragonflies, what do you call them?
Mm-hmm. And, what's an insect that builds a nest out of mud and under an eave?
Oh, that's the black wasp.
Black wasp?
They call him dead dumber down here.
Does it sting?
Some scientist said so, but I've never been stung by one. I've had them in my hands.
You have?
You know where they get the idea they do sting?
They look like wasps.
Because they've got hypnotic powers.
Oh, I see.
They'll go and agitate a spider web. And they get him out to the door, see he's knocking, and then he'll begin cutting a bad-o, you know.
Is that right?
Back into you, and he's like the old-fashioned wireless, you know. And he keeps it up and keeps his eyes right on that spider for a long time. And after a while, he'll reach out with his long legs and trip that spider's leg to see how he's coming on, you know. If he replaces that leg, you know he's still dangerous. And he'll sing the song again. And give him that wicked eye of his, you know, and keep prancing, carrying on his booty stuff. Because when he saw moves that leg and he won't move, he'll go around the back way and get him up and take him and put him away in his mud house. And he'll stay there all the rest of the summer, all the winter, and wait on until summertime next year, alive.
Hmm.
They'll take the egg that's laid in their room on his abdomen, and it hatches during the winter, and he feeds on that half-alive spider, don't you know? And so he makes maturity. And then he comes out of the dirt-dubber.
I see.
And they think that black wasp stings up the fellow into insensibility.
Mm.
He'll reduce him to insensibility, complete state of hypnotism, before he ever lays hands on him.
Mm. To let him develop.
I have eyewitnesses to all that.
Uh-huh.
They've seen that.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen the young things alive when I break the house down next every summer. Break down one of those houses, the little things to be in there. Fat as can be.
Hmm.
You still didn't move slightly sometimes, but they were hypnotized.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. I had never heard that.